Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're about to take a deep dive into one of the biggest true crime cases in the universe. Or, at least, on our part of the planet. From the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today.
The sun casts a golden hue over the marshlands of South Carolina's low country, where the Spanish moss drapes from ancient oak trees, swaying gently in the warm breeze. This is a place where tradition runs deep, and family names carry weight. Few names have been as revered or as tarnished as that of the Murdaugh family. For over a century, they stood as pillars of the community, powerful attorneys, respected prosecutors, and benefactors of the region. But beneath the facade of Southern gentility lay secrets that would shatter lives and betray the trust of many who once considered them allies. At the heart of this unraveling saga is Alex Murdaugh, a man who seemed to have it all. A successful attorney at the family-founded law firm, a beautiful family, and a legacy to uphold. Yet, behind closed doors, a series of alleged financial crimes were unfolding. Crimes that would devastate the lives of those who trusted him most. It began, perhaps, with the tragic death of Gloria Satterfield, the Murdaugh family's longtime housekeeper. In February 2018, Gloria reportedly tripped and fell at the Murdaugh home, suffering injuries that would later prove fatal. She had been more than an employee, she was a confidant, practically a member of the family, having worked for them for over 2 decades. Her sons, Tony Satterfield and Brian Harriet, were grieving and lost, unsure of what steps to take next. Enter Alex Murdaugh, the man they believed to be a friend. He approached them with a suggestion: file a wrongful death claim against him so that his insurance could compensate them. He even recommended an attorney to represent them, Corey Fleming, a close college friend of Alex's. Trusting in Alex's guidance, the Satterfield sons agreed, believing that he was helping them secure financial stability after their mother's untimely death. Unbeknownst to them, a settlement was reached for $4.3 million, of which they were entitled to receive approximately $2.8 million, but the sons never saw a dime. Instead, the funds were allegedly diverted by Alex into a fraudulent bank account he had set up under the name Forge, a name similar to a legitimate settlement consulting firm, Forge Consulting. This deception allowed him to misappropriate the settlement money without raising immediate suspicion. For the Satterfield family, the betrayal was immeasurable. Not only had they lost their mother, but they were also deceived by a man they considered a trusted advisor. Their hopes for financial security were dashed, and they were left grappling with grief compounded by injustice. But the Satterfields were not alone. Other clients of Alex Murdaugh began to emerge with similar stories of deception and theft. There was Hakeem Pinckney, a deaf man who became quadriplegic after a car accident in 2009. Alex represented him in a lawsuit that resulted in a substantial settlement. Tragically, Hakeem died in 2011, but instead of ensuring that the settlement funds went to Hakeem's family, Alex allegedly diverted the money for his own use. Then there was Natasha Thomas, another victim of a car accident, who trusted Alex to handle her settlement. She, too, was allegedly defrauded, never receiving the funds that were rightfully hers. These individuals, already burdened by tragedy and hardship, found themselves victimized again by the very person sworn to advocate for their best interests. The pattern was clear. Vulnerable clients, often dealing with life-altering injuries or the loss of loved ones, were targeted. They placed their trust in Alex Murdaugh, believing he would fight for them, only to have that trust shattered. The financial impact on these victims was profound. Settlements intended to cover medical expenses, long-term care, or provide some semblance of stability were siphoned away, leaving them to face mounting bills and uncertain futures. As allegations mounted, so did questions about how such extensive fraud could go unnoticed for so long. The answer, in part, lay in the immense power and influence wielded by the Murdaugh family. Their law firm, Peters, Murdaugh, Parker, Eltzroth, and Dietrich, PMPD, had been a cornerstone of the legal community since 1910. With generations serving as solicitors in the region, the Murdaughs were deeply entrenched in the legal and social fabric of the Lowcountry. Within PMPED, colleagues began to notice discrepancies. In the wake of a fatal boat crash in 2019 involving Alex's son, Paul Murdaugh, financial scrutiny intensified. Paul was allegedly driving the family boat under the influence when it crashed, killing 19-year-old Mallory Beach. The Beach family filed a wrongful death lawsuit against Alex, which required him to disclose financial records. It was during this process that irregularities surfaced. By September 2021, PMPED confronted Alex about missing funds. An internal investigation revealed that millions of dollars were unaccounted for, and Alex was forced to resign. The firm released a statement expressing shock and disappointment, emphasizing their commitment to rectifying the situation and cooperating with authorities. The revelation sent shockwaves through the community. How could a man from such a distinguished family betray not only his clients, but also his colleagues and the very principles his family had upheld for generations? The betrayal was felt deeply, not just by those directly affected, but by an entire region that had long revered the Murdaugh name. As investigations unfolded, law enforcement agencies, including the South Carolina Law Enforcement Division, SLED, delved into Alex's financial dealings. They uncovered a complex web of alleged fraud and embezzlement stretching back years. Alex was accused of using his connections and legal expertise to manipulate settlements, forging documents, and directing funds into personal accounts under the guise of legitimate transactions. The sheer scale of the alleged theft was staggering. Estimates suggested that Alex misappropriated over $8 million from clients and his law firm. This money funded a lifestyle of luxury, multiple properties, expensive vehicles, and a seemingly endless flow of resources. It also, according to his defense, fed a long-standing opioid addiction. Alex's attorneys claimed that he had been battling addiction for over 2 decades, a struggle that intensified after the deaths of his wife and son in June 2021. Maggie and Paul Murdaugh were found shot to death on the family's estate, a tragedy that remains unsolved. Alex's legal team argued that his substance abuse clouded his judgment, leading him down a path of self-destruction and poor decisions. But for the victims of his alleged financial crimes, this explanation offered little solace. Their lives had been upended not by Alex's addiction, but by his deliberate actions to enrich himself at their expense. They faced mounting debts, unpaid medical bills, and the emotional toll of being betrayed by someone they trusted implicitly. One such victim, whose identity has been kept confidential due to legal proceedings, recounted the devastation of learning that the settlement they had counted on to cover life-saving treatments was gone. "I trusted him," they said. "He looked me in the eye and told me he'd take care of everything. Now, I don't know how I'll get through this." The legal repercussions for Alex were swift and severe. He faced a litany of charges, including breach of trust with fraudulent intent, obtaining property by false pretenses, money laundering, computer crimes, and forgery. Each charge represented another instance where a client's trust was allegedly exploited for personal gain. As the criminal cases proceeded, civil lawsuits also piled up. Victims sought restitution, but the likelihood of recovering the full extent of their losses was uncertain. Assets were frozen, and the complex nature of the alleged fraud meant that untangling the financial web would be a lengthy process. Meanwhile, the broader implications of Alex's actions reverberated through the legal community. PMPD worked tirelessly to distance itself from the scandal, implementing stricter oversight measures and cooperating fully with investigations. Partners and associates grappled with the fallout, their own reputations tarnished by association. The South Carolina Bar faced scrutiny as well. Questions arose about how ethical violations of this magnitude could occur without detection. Calls for reform and increased accountability echoed throughout the state, highlighting the need for systemic changes to prevent such abuses of power. For the families of Gloria Satterfield, Hakeem Pinckney, and others, the journey toward justice was fraught with challenges. Legal battles were arduous, and the emotional toll was immense. Yet, there were small victories. In some cases, settlements were reached with PMPAD or through insurance claims, offering a glimmer of hope amid the darkness. Throughout it all, Alex's disregard for the well-being of those he was sworn to protect remained a central theme. His alleged actions weren't momentary lapses in judgment, but calculated decisions that prioritized personal gain over professional duty and human decency. The impact extended beyond financial loss. It eroded trust in the legal system and inflicted deep psychological wounds on those already suffering. In the midst of these revelations, another twist emerged. In September 2021, Alex claimed to have been the victim of a shooting on a rural roadside. Initially reported as an attack by an unknown assailant, it was later revealed that Alex had allegedly orchestrated his own shooting in a failed suicide attempt intended to secure a life insurance payout for his surviving son, Buster. This incident raised further questions about his state of mind and the extent of his alleged manipulations. As legal proceedings continued, the community watched with a mix of disbelief and betrayal. The Murdaugh family's fall from grace was not just a personal tragedy, but a collective one, shaking the foundations of trust and integrity that many had taken for granted. In courtrooms, prosecutors meticulously laid out evidence of financial malfeasance. Documents, bank records, and testimonies painted a damning picture of deceit. Defense attorneys faced the daunting task of countering these allegations, often focusing on Alex's alleged addiction and mental health struggles. But for many, these defenses rang hollow. The calculated nature of the alleged crimes suggested a level of intentionality that was difficult to reconcile with claims of impaired judgment. The victims' voices grew louder, demanding accountability and justice. One attorney representing multiple victims stated, "This isn't about one man's downfall. It's about a pattern of exploitation that has left real people in dire situations. We must hold him accountable not just for the money, but for the lives he's impacted." As the trials loomed, the weight of the evidence against Alex Murdaugh was substantial. Each charge carried the potential for significant prison time, and the cumulative effect could result in him spending the rest of his life behind bars. Yet, for the victims, No sentence could fully restore what was lost: their trust, their financial security, and in some cases, their health. In reflecting on this complex and tragic story, it's clear that the repercussions extend far beyond one individual. The ripple effects touch clients, colleagues, friends, and an entire community. It serves as a stark reminder of the responsibilities that come with positions of power and the devastating consequences when those responsibilities are forsaken. The victims continue to rebuild, seeking closure and justice. Legal reforms are being discussed to prevent such breaches of trust in the future. And in the Lowcountry, the sun still sets over the marshes, but the shadows cast are longer, tinged with the knowledge that even in places steeped in tradition and honor, darkness can seep in. As we await the final chapters of this saga, one hopes that the lessons learned will lead to meaningful change, that safeguards will be strengthened, that ethical standards will be rigorously enforced, and that the voices of victims will be heard and heeded. For Alex Murdo, the path forward is uncertain. His legacy, once intertwined with that of a respected family lineage, is now marred by allegations of greed and betrayal. Whether justice will be fully served remains to be seen, but the impact of his alleged actions will be felt for years to come. In the end, this is a story not just of one man's fall, but of the resilience of those he hurt, the pursuit of justice, and the enduring importance of integrity in the face of temptation. It's a cautionary tale that underscores the profound responsibility entrusted to those who hold others' lives in their hands, and the dire consequences when that trust is broken.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
Well, I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, How to Best Kill Somebody with a Knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.